Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Blogcast. It's November 2, 2015, and this is episode 495. This week, I'm really happy to bring you a conversation with Randy De La Fuente, the founder and CEO of SnapEasy, a service that makes managing images from your event and school photography shoots an absolute breeze. Having spent 25 years as a high-volume photographer, Randy's wide breadth of industry knowledge and experience helped build SnapEasy into a product that's transforming the lives and businesses of photographers worldwide. I really enjoyed talking with Randy, so I hope that this is useful for you and that you enjoy it as well. Here's my conversation with Randy De La Fuente. So, welcome to the show, Randy.
Hey, Martin. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Not at all. You know, we've been talking about you coming on the show for so long. It really feels good to actually be sitting here on Skype with you.
Yes, it does. You've had a good excuse. You've been very busy lately. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you have as well. So, thank you for making time for us. You know, this really is something that since we first started talking about doing this conversation, I've really wanted to bring this to my audience because you've basically created a revolutionary service that we're going to hear all about. I personally don't do the type of photography that is going to require me to use this, but you've set me up with an account. I've taken a good look, and I really am excited about sharing this with the listeners. So tell me, Randy, let's just start at the beginning. What is SnapEasy?
So SnapEasy is a cloud-based monthly subscription service that solves the problem that all high-volume photographers have faced at one time or another, which is how to quickly sort and post images from an event online and also make it easy for their customers to order. Mm. SnapEasy makes it easy for the customers to find and order their images without having to look through hundreds and hundreds of photos just to find their own. They just simply enter a 9-digit code from the card that they were given on the photographer's website, and they're instantly taken to their photos. Mm. And the way that SnapEasy works is that once your account is created, let's say you have an event where you're going to have 500 people attend. And so what you would do is go in and say you want to have some extra cards just in case. You would generate 600 cards. And then what our software will do is generate a PDF. There's 10 cards on a sheet. Mm. So if you're going to order 600 cards, you get 60 sheets. And then each individual card is its own unique code, has its own code on it. Mm. So what you do is once you get those cards printed up is at your event, you photograph the card, and then you photograph your subjects, and then you give your subject that card. And on that card is also going to have your website, the photographer's information, as well as the 9-digit code. So what the customers do when they get in front of their computers, they can just go online to the photographer's site that's listed on that card, punch in that 9-digit code, and they're taken instantly to just their photos. They don't have to search through hundreds or anything like that. Mm. And on the photographer's side, all they have to do when they get done with an event, when they're using SnapEasy, is do any editing that they want to do, any kind of retouching if they're doing any of that. Mm. But they just simply upload to their SnapEasy account. And what we do is go and sort everything by that 9-digit code and create the galleries in your Zenfolio account, which is who we're partnered with right now. Okay. So we do all of that. The photographer doesn't need to do any manual sorting or trying to figure out whose photos go where or any of that. So we really virtually eliminated all the back-end production work.
Mm. I mean, I can't imagine, looking at the service that you've created here and how easy it makes things for the photographer. I can't imagine actually doing this before something like SnapEasy was available, but you've been doing events for many years. So I understand, we'll get to this with a little bit about your background later, but I really just looking through your knowledge base was incredible. I meant to ask, is it okay for me to share a link to your knowledge base? Is that like publicly open?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah? Yeah, and actually from our website at snapeasy.com as well, right at the bottom there is a link to our knowledge base. So yes, we definitely want people to take a look at it and see how it works.
Yeah, so that's what you need to do, folks. It really makes it very easy to understand how it all works. But of course, you know, we're going to continue to talk about this, but if you want to go over and check some of the screenshots, you know, for me, the event photography part is you know, really, really genius. But the pure stroke of genius that I thought, started thinking to myself, God, this must save so much time for people, was when I started to look at the school shoot management. You know, people that go into a school and photograph hundreds, maybe even, I don't know, thousands of kids, it must have been a huge job to try and organize all of that. But you've got it all, you know, you set it up with a spreadsheet so that you can put the names in and everything, and everyone gets a personalized card, right?
Yes. There's actually two different, you know, we call them project types. So like the first scenario that we just discussed where you print up the cards before the event and then, you know, give them out at the time, that's great for like a step and repeat background, like a red carpet event or a school dance where you're not going to have subject information ahead of time. This is a fantastic fix for that. But what you're talking about is what we call a school project. And what that does is prior to printing the codes and the cards, you can upload a CSV file, an Excel spreadsheet with all of the student data. So like every row on that spreadsheet will contain student data. So you upload that, and once SnapEasy gets that ingested, what it will do is go and produce codes. It'll generate all the codes that will match all of those students. And then you can generate out, and our school cards are a little bit different format. They're a little bit larger because they contain a lot of the information, but it'll have the student information, you know, all everything that you would need for that. And then it's also got the QR code on there. So then you generate those out ahead of time, and then when you go to the school, you'd have them all alphabetically by class or however your workflow is set up. But what makes that really nice is that you're able to provide the school with all the information and the services that they need. That you know, they always need like a database of photos and student information. You could easily produce that with our system.
Yeah. It's great, you know. It really is. This when I saw the spreadsheet and all of the information that you can feed in, you know, proactively, I realized just how powerful this system really is. One thing that I was misunderstanding to begin with, when I saw the QR code on the card, I was thinking that the person who receives the card can scan that and then go to the link. But that's really for your system to find and map the person with the card and the number, right?
Correct. But we do have, right now, if you were to scan that code with a reader, it would only pull up the 9-digit code that's listed on the card. But we do have plans to eventually make that to link right to the photographer, so link right to the address that's printed on the cards as well, because you can type in the direct link as well if you didn't, you know, if you didn't know the photographer's website. That's also printed on there too, the actual link. So we do have plans to embed that soon, but right now that's just for our software to use.
I was thinking that was fine as it is, but that might be a nice enhancement.
Yeah, and you know, another thing too is that you know, maybe not think about it just as a school project, but think about it as connecting data to photos. So, you know, even like a catalog photographer, say you're shooting a catalog for somebody, they give you 100 different items to photograph. You could easily upload this information in there and have everything all connected, so you know what all the information or that product would go right along with it, just like student information would. So it makes it really nice for, you know, anybody doing any kind of catalog photography or anything like that. So if you think of it more as connecting data to photos and to people, it, you can start thinking of other ways that you might be able to utilize it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I remember doing a shoot, probably the closest I've ever come to needing something like this was I set up a room at a party, a Christmas party for the company that I used to work for years ago. And we had people come in, you know, everyone was all in their party dresses and things. So we thought, you know, it would be a good opportunity. So we set up a room, set up a makeshift studio with a backdrop and all of my lights and reflectors and things. And we just had people come in and they bought 15-minute sessions and we just photographed the heck out of them for 15 minutes. And at the beginning of each of those, I had my assistant write a number on a card. It was just a sub, you know, number one, number two, number three. And we had the customer hold that card for the first photograph. And that was how I went through and organized it. But that was, I think we did like 10 or 12 couples over the evening. So nothing like the scale that you're working with here. But I mean, the other thing that really I hadn't thought about very much because I don't do this sort of photography is that, you know, you're not only talking about one person with a camera. This system will support whole teams of photographers, right?
Oh, sure. You can have multiple cameras. And in fact, we've got one user that I know he was shooting today. And the way that his setup was at this school is they went in with three photographers, two individuals and one class. So what they were doing is they would split the class, you know, to each photographer, you know, the half would go to each photographer just to help them get through the day a lot faster. And so there's no problems in having multiple cameras. We'll be able to figure all of that out once everything is uploaded. Just because the way that all the CSV information ties together. And one other feature I want to mention too about the schools, what's really nice is because you've uploaded that information ahead of time and we know what class that student belongs to, when you shoot the class photos, we also generate a code for the class. So before the photographer would take that class photo, shoots that card, takes the class photos, and then what our software will do is for every student in that class, when they pull up their when they enter in their individual code, that class photo will also appear in their gallery as well. So that solves the problem for the photographers of how do you show everybody the class photo too.
Wow. You know, listening to you talk about this, you are, it sounds as though you've got a really good handle on not only your own product, but what your customers are doing with it. Do you get heavily involved in, you know, working with your customers to understand the sort of issues that they're trying to overcome?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that really is the only reason that Snap Easy is the way that it is today is because we've taken, you know, we officially launched in January. I've been working on Snap Easy for many years. I think we're going to talk about this in just a little bit, but you know, we launched in January, but it was really kind of just low key. And we spent the first half of this year working with a handful of users. And when we rolled out the school feature as well, there was just a lot of things that we learned from that. And you know, my background, I've, you know, almost 25 years in photography and 20 plus of that was doing events. So I speak the language. I know what they're talking about and I understand their, you know, when they tell me things, I can see myself in that workflow. So my background has definitely helped shape this product. And, you know, we're very, very quick to deploy things. And if we figure out something that's going to work better, I mean, that's the part I love is getting that feedback from photographers. I mean, I had one school photographer that for one school of 400 students last year, she spent 267 total man hours on the school. and a lot of that, a good deal of that, I mean, she had to go through and she was renaming every single individual image file with the child's name. It was just amazing the work that she was doing. And so when she came across and discovered Snap Easy, I mean, it changed her life. And that's the stuff that that's what I love. Yeah. You know, just being able to help photographers out and make that kind of a difference for their business.
Wow. Great stuff. Okay. So at the moment, you know, like you're act like a plugin for Zenfolio, you were saying. I've not used Zenfolio. I almost have a number of times, but, tell us a little bit about, you know, once the photographer has their images or the customer's images in Zenfolio, what sort of things will that help them to sell? You know, what can you buy from there?
Well, the way that Zenfolio is very similar to all the, you know, other e-commerce platforms out there. And I think what you said is about treating or thinking of Snap Easy as like a plugin is a great way to describe it. And the first iteration of Snap Easy was a standalone e-commerce platform to compete with Zenfolio and SmugMugs and all the other ones. But now that we've isolated just this the sorting component and are able to utilize the existing platforms, you know, it's opened up a huge market for us to go after and not have to compete with these guys, but to go in and make their platforms better by offering this functionality. And so Zenfolio is the first one. We do have, SmugMug is next on the list that we're going to be, hopefully that'll be done within the next few months. But Zenfolio has all of the standard features, the front-end e-commerce and all of that. And they have three different levels of plans that a photographer can choose from $60 a year all the way up to $360 a year, depending on what their needs are, and that's something that they can go and certainly check out on the Zenfolio side. Our function really is to just sort the images, get them in there, and then step out. As far as any of the selling or e-commerce, that's handled by all of the, that's going to be handled by the partner platforms.
So I imagine though that, if someone, a parent gets a photo of their kids or something, or, a photo of someone from an event, they can go away and order prints and, various, pretty much anything that's in the Zenfolio or whatever site you're hooked into, they can buy pretty much anything from there, I imagine.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. I don't think I answered your question.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, they have all the traditional products and, the prints and extra things. And you're able to go in there and create and offer whatever it is that you want. You can set up separate price lists for this event and that event and have different prices, so that there's a ton of flexibility in there. And they also allow you to do self-fulfillment. So if you want to, if you have, you're doing your own printing or you have a local lab that you like, they do that as well.
Wow, that's interesting. I mean, that's probably the way I would end up doing it. And I mean, if I was doing this as a part of my business model, I probably wouldn't, because I understand it's a huge amount of work to start to print these things. But when I have done portrait work for customers and, I love printing, so I like to keep that as part of my business, and I feel as though I can provide a quality product. But so yeah, at least it would be great to have the ability to do that, but maybe for small scale projects. Okay, so that's brilliant. It all sounds, the more I hear about this, the more excited I am. I feel as though I'm about to jump in and start using it myself. I don't have a requirement for it, but it's one of those things that it just makes so much sense. So it's exciting to talk about.
Yeah, well, now that you know that it's there, now the next time you'll see something, I think before people will be like, I don't know how I can even get into this or how to start doing this. And for me, Martin, that's one of the things that I've really focused on too, in addition to really being hands-on and being there for our users. I mean, I've been on the phone at 11 o'clock at night with them. I mean, I'm always there and I'm always monitoring. And just because I understand that, everything doesn't happen between 9 and 5.
If
photography, photographers are up against deadlines, and I've been there, and that's the reason why I'm like this, is because you have something happen at 8 o'clock at night and you got to get something online in the morning. You need some help. That's one of the things we really like to focus on. And I want to touch on something else that I forgot to mention earlier. As part of all the school, mainly for the school stuff, but also for the events, being able to have a code to access their photos also provides that level of privacy that a lot of people are looking for. People don't want their images and everybody looking at them for whatever reason. So this is a nice a way to ensure that the privacy is there too, without really having to do anything extra.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we touched on this a little bit earlier, but tell me a little bit about how you ended up being the CEO of SnapEasy, because I know that you're saying you used it years ago. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, like I said, it was I started out doing portrait and wedding photography, right out of high school, and I didn't know I was going to become a photographer. I just didn't really have any plans after high school, and I said, well, I really like photography. Let me try pursuing this. And and I had my mentor was somebody that did my senior portraits and my wedding, and he was the one that really said, hey, if it's school and event photography and high volume photography will really help supplement your income for your studio and allow you to go out and do portraits and weddings, and you'll have some income so you can keep your studio going. And so what I did is I started a separate event photography company aside from my portrait studio, just I didn't want the two brands confused. And then after a couple of years, I realized all the money was coming from everything I was doing on location with all these events. And, and so I decided to close the studio down and just pursue the high volume photography, and spent many, many years doing that and doing it the old fashioned way. And before you and I were talking, we were talking about, film and shooting all of that. I used to shoot on film and, so that it was just a lot of years going through and trying to figure out your own system for making things work. And then in late 2009, I think early 2010, is when I stumbled across Snap Easy. And this was the first iteration of the company. And I, as soon as I saw them, first time I used them, like, this was it. It was like the Holy Grail for me, after doing all of these things, it was just so easy. And so I used them for a while, and a little less than a year. And then what happened was they ended up shutting down for whatever reason. I don't know all the details behind it, but they ended up shutting down, and I was able to do some research and found out who I needed to talk to, and was able to reach an agreement to where I could still continue to use Snap Easy for my business. That's really all I was concerned about at the time. So I did that for about another year and a half. And then I really started looking at what I had. And I said, I know there's other photographers out there that would love this and would love to have it back. So I decided to close my studio down, and I been pursuing this for many years, and I ended up in the startup space. And essentially started from scratch, and not from scratch, but we had the existing code, but there was no way that I could relaunch it and try to compete with Zenfolio and the Smug Mugs of today without really, really good financing. After a while, I was able to find out about a way that we could use and plug in our technology into these existing platforms, which is, most of them have this ability to let third-party companies come in and connect with their platforms like Snap Easy is doing. So when I discovered that, that changed the game for me completely. So, we started about end of last summer really going, all in on trying to get this integration done with Zenfolio, and we were able to make it happen, by January, and here we are.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, the way that's evolved, it's a great story. So, I mean, you're the founder of Snap Easy, but I imagine that that comes from the fact that you took something that you originally had got the rights to use and just totally relaunched it. So it's amazing.
I like to say I'm a refounder. So I didn't initially found, but I found this version of it.
Sure.
I can't even describe how great the validation feels when I talk to users and they just love what we're doing. I mean, that's the reason that makes all the struggle and everything I've gone through to try to get it to this point worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I think with the way you've changed it, it's almost a new project, a new product. So I think founder is fine, but I like the refounder. it's almost like the terraformer sort of, what do you do? I'm a terraformer. That's great. So, You've already talked, a little about your background. Let me ask, so you said that you closed your studio. Do you still do event photography as another part of your business, or is it all Snap Easy now?
It's all Snap Easy now, but what I did when I at the time when I did close my studio down, I was still doing like a national run series. They have a lot of mud and adventure runs here, like a 5K, and it'll be through obstacles and mud and all these types of things. I had a national run series that I was actually going around the country with and providing the photos for them. So I did that kind of on the side, and then I last year, middle of the summer last year, I said, I'm done. I gotta give all my attention to Snap Easy. So that's when I really stepped out of it completely. So I don't do any more of that at all. But, you know, I am able to still use all the knowledge that I have and help the photographers out today.
So I imagine, though, you know, once the photography bug has bitten you, you probably haven't put down your camera permanently, right?
Well, you know, that's the thing about it, Martin, is I didn't really know that I was going to be a photographer. I didn't know that this was what I was going to spend my life doing. And you know, I think that this is probably the case for a lot of photographers, is you accidentally end up in business. You know, and I think I've talked to a lot of them like that. And so for me, too, it's not just about selling Snap Easy. I'm trying to help photographers make their business better. And you know, one of the tips, and I'm going to kind of jump ahead here, but one of the things I really like to tell photographers or ask them is, are you spending as much time learning about how to improve your business, actual business skills, as you are on your photography? You know, and I think that there's been a lot of cases where you can be a great photographer but be a lousy businessman, you know, or businesswoman, or and the reverse is true. You can be an average photographer. You can, if you're really good at business and you've got your systems down and everything else, you can make a very good living. And so I think that's where the struggle was for me, is that I love doing the portraits and the weddings, and I was, you know, learning from the best and you know, winning awards and doing all of these things, but I was constantly chasing these big wall portrait sales or big weddings, and you know, and for me it was just, okay, I really want to focus on just business and making money. And then when I got into the event photography side of it, not that there's not any artistic skill or you know, a skill set that you have to have, that's vastly different from what you're doing, but I didn't get the creative outlet that I used to have, and I think I kind of lost that, you know. Oh, I see. And it's been a while since I've gone out and you know, I don't do portraits or weddings or anything like that, but I, you know, I dabbled with a little bit of the HDR stuff and, you know, I've played around a little bit, but I don't have that fire inside of me like I used to, you know, in terms of doing personal work. Yeah. You know?
Well, you definitely have a fire inside you for Snap Easy. I mean, it comes across in you over the last few months, as we've spoke, you've always sounded very enthusiastic. And I think that, you know, especially in startup mode, you have to be there at 11 p.m. for your customers and things like that, as you've said. So I can understand, you know, the fire at the moment is for getting Snap Easy into more people's hands and into their workflows. And I think you're doing a great job of it. So
Thank you.
So you jumped in. You know, the next thing I always like to ask, when I'm doing an interview, I always like to ask for a couple of tips. So you've just started on one of them. Can you give us three tips for how to successfully shoot an event?
Yeah, and you know, when I saw that question too, I was thinking, you know, maybe not so much as about how to shoot an event, but more about you know, broader tips about business and event photography that will help people become more successful. And you know, one of them that I just mentioned was spend as much or more time on improving your business skills or just improving your business. I mean, there's so many tools online that you can use to you know, to market, to manage your business. I mean, for customer service, there's all kinds of services available that you can really use and take advantage of. So, you know, that's one of the things that I'm going to start doing as well in our blog, is providing tips like that for, hey, this is a great tool for customer service or for, you know, for mailings or things like that. Being in the startup space like I am, I'm exposed to a lot of great new cutting edge technology and that can help not just photographers, but just business in general and people in general. So I love sharing great finds like that. But, you know, so that's what I would say is, you know, is if you're doing great work, if you don't have great business skills, that great work isn't going to help you very much. So, and you know, the second one is if you are going to be getting into event photography, is as soon as you can, get out from behind the camera and work on the business, on the workflow, and not in it. That's when I think I realized the the biggest change for me in terms of how I was operating was when I was able to get out from behind the camera. I mean, there would be events where we'd have seven photographers going and, you know, be doing 3,000 kids in an afternoon. And this was the days before Snap Easy, mind you. So it was a lot of work, and we were shooting film. So, and that's, if you want to talk about that, you know, being a little bit nervous is submitting, you know, hundreds of rolls of film for 3,000 kids and hoping that your photographers were all on with their exposures. You know, it's a much different time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was when I was able to kind of step back, because if I'm stuck behind a camera, I don't really know what's going on. So, you know, that allowed me to step back and say, look, I can improve this here and that there. And we ended up becoming one of the largest photographers in the state of Washington. And there's more info on it in our blog. I've got the whole story about Snap Easy and kind of, you know, shows what I used to do and tells this story. Mm. And, you know, lastly, the last tip I have is it kind of goes hand in hand with trying to teach photographers the benefits of doing high volume event photography and things where Snap Easy could benefit them, is that I've always said it's a lot easier to get 1,000 people to give you $1 than it is to get one person to give you 1,000.
So, I love it. So
you know, and that's what I was always going after, was that huge, you know, wall portrait or wedding sale that was $3,000, you know, and then you realize you can go and do a league of 200 kids and maybe, you know, 15 or 20 teams, and you can make that same amount in 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and so today, and I think that, especially today, I mean, when people may not be spending as much money on portraits and weddings or whatever it may be, you have to look at other opportunities to, you know, to expand into adjacent markets where your photography skills can make you money. Mm. You know, and in the end, if you have all the money you need, you can go and do your portraits for free if that's what you really want. If you're really passionate about photography and that's what it is, you don't care if you get paid for it, right? Mm. And so that's what I feel like. And for me, I ended up getting to that point where I was doing it because I had to make a living, you know, and I think that's where that line got kind of blurred for me, or, you know, or started kind of disappearing, I guess. So, I think a lot of times too, people, photographers will look down on people that are doing, or photographers that are doing high volume photography and thinking, you know, they're you know, beneath them, or that they're not really good photographers. But I tell you, there's a lot of skill that needs to go into doing stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's a very good business to be in.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, that's great. That's very useful. So let's talk a little bit about the pricing for Snap Easy. You know, if people want to, you know, to get into using Snap Easy, you've kindly given us some codes that we'll talk about, but, you know, just the base pricing, right? How much is Snap Easy going to cost people?
Well, let me tell you first, before I tell you the prices, I want to give you a little background on how I arrived at where it's at. And, and what we did before we launched is I sent out a survey, and I asked photographers, I said, if you were at an event where you photographed, you had 1,000 people there, and it ended up resulting that, or you had 4,000 images from that event of 1,000 people, and you needed to get those 4,000 images online, how long would it take you to do that? And on average, it was 12 hours of time to get those all 4,000 images sorted and posted and available for people to order. Mm. And the next question was, how much do you value an hour of your time, or how much are you paying your staff? And most of them were paying themselves, and the average amount that they put was $45 an hour. Mm-hmm. And before this happened, I said, it's probably going to come in about $50 to $100 an hour, because I know photographers, you know, and I'm one of you guys. I always felt like my work, I was never being paid enough for my art. You know, I think we can all identify with that, you know. And so the purpose for that was I wanted to be able to get this quantified and say, look, for this one job, it would have cost you $540 based on the answers that you've given on average. So for just one job of 4,000 images, it was a $540 cost. Mm. And so for me to make Snap Easy, to get that value proposition, I knew it had to be at least 10 times better than what they were doing. So, or what they were getting. So at a $540, they said, okay, let's make it $39 a month. So that's where we're at. I played around with different pricing models and all these things. I said, look, it needs to be simple. Yeah. One price, no contracts, $39, and that's it. Right. Of course, the Zenfolio is an additional cost, but that or whatever platform you're on, that's going to be a different cost. But for what SnapEasy does, it'd be like me coming to you if you're an event photographer and saying, "Hey, Martin, let me handle all of your process or your posting and getting all this stuff. I'll do all your back end work for $39 a month." I think if somebody walked through your front door and offered to do that as an event photographer, you would do it.
Oh, for sure.
And not only the savings and time that you're getting, but because you get the images posted faster, people are going to be, you're going to get more orders naturally because the excitement is still there.
Right. Yeah.
If you're taking a week or 2 weeks to get images up, people don't care. It's so crazy these days to get anybody's attention. You're just going to have a fall off in orders the longer you wait to get them online.
Absolutely, yeah. If you can get a link to people, like, well, they've walked away with a link here, So it may not be live until it's all, the photos are all uploaded and ready to do something with. But yeah, I mean, I imagine a lot of people are going to get back from an event probably the next day, and if the photographer can go in and get things up quickly, yeah, it's going to help them to make the sale. So it's great. But I mean, it sounded as though, that it was going to be SnapEasy was going to be a relatively expensive thing when we're talking $500 to this. I mean, that's for one shoot. If someone's doing this every weekend or maybe, even during a full-time event photographer doing this all like every other day and then going home and doing all the post-processing, $39 a month, that's a steal.
I know.
Yeah. But I think the thing is obviously you're a good businessman. You've set your prices based on what you believe it's not so much what it's worth, but what people will pay. And it makes it more of a no-brainer. Like you say, it's great. It's easier to get 1,000 people to pay you a dollar. So that's definitely coming across in that pricing. And if it was $100 a month, then you're going to cut out a certain number of people. If it was only $10 a month, people think, what am I going to get for $10 a month? So pricing's always a difficult thing. So you've done a great job.
Thank you. And one of the other things I wanted to mention too is going back to that 12 hours that on average that they were saying it would take. And there were some that were 24 hours or longer. But SnapEasy to process, it would have taken SnapEasy to process those 4,000 images and to post them online about 20 minutes. For once the upload is done, it's a function of the upload, what your upload speed is too. But as they're getting processed like in real time, and they're going right in, so it's very, very fast.
Yeah, excellent. So we talked to we've talked about the fact that you work with Zenfolio. I think you said that Smug Mug's coming up next. I imagine that the way you've designed the architecture, you can plug into a lot of services now. What does the future hold?
Well, you're right. There is the way that we are able to plug in. It's called an API, it's called Application Programmer Interface. And what that means, like I said, is it allows third party companies to come in and kind of just essentially plug into a platform. So there's a lot of e-commerce platforms out there, but Zenfolio and Smug Mug are the the biggest players out there now. But we do have some other ones in line after Smug Mug, but we don't have any firm announcements to make right now, but we will be available on other platforms soon.
That's great. So my cheeky question, if you can give my listeners a discount, I know that this is, it's cutting away your bottom line, but is there anything that we can do?
Oh, absolutely. So what we're going to do is offer 30% off the already low price of $39 a month for the first 4 months. Okay. So it ends up being $29 or something a month for the first 4 months. And that will give photographers an opportunity to try SnapEasy out. We also have a 2-week free trial now, just as it sits, so they can have the opportunity to try it out. And we actually have in our knowledge base, there's a set of sample images that they can download that already have cards and everything. So after you sign up, you could go and download the set of images and upload them as they were your own, just to get a feel for the process. Right. And then we go back and show you how to create the cards and all of that. But it makes it real easy for you to jump right in and get a feel for how everything works.
Wow. So for that, Randy's already given me this. So it's if you want to take him up on that offer, then just enter the code MBP304. So that's 30% mm-hmm. for 4 months. So MBP304.
And also Zenfolio is also having an offer that use new users to Zenfolio can get a 25% discount off their first year subscription if they use the code SNAPZEN25, SNAPZEN25, when they sign up for their Zenfolio account.
Excellent. So that's obviously we can find. I'll put links into the show notes, and this is going to be episode 495. So so that if you go to mbp.ac/495, then you'll be able to see all of the links. But you can, if you've got that all in your mind, just go straight over to snapeasy.com. And so spell out SnapEasy for us, Randy.
It's SNAPEASY.com. Okay. SnapEasy.
Yeah, as easy as that. So that was brilliant. Thanks very much. I really have been looking forward to talking about your service and your product today, and it didn't disappoint. I'm really excited about it, and I actually hope that there is some point when I do something I have done small projects, I recalled one earlier. So you never know, I may end up being a user still, but I know that there are people that listen to the show that are doing event photography, and so hopefully this will be of use for anyone like that, or anyone that considers doing it in the future. But really,
fantastic.
Yeah, so thanks very much, Randy. It's been a lot of fun talking today with you, and all the best of luck with SnapEasy in the future.
Thank you very much, Barton, and I'll make sure I stay in touch with you, and whenever anything comes up that you might need SnapEasy for, you get a hold of me. I'll take care of you, okay?
That's brilliant. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk with you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was great. So, like I say, the links for that conversation are all at mbp.ac/495, and you can get to, go take a look at SnapEasy directly at snapeasy.com. But don't forget those discount codes if you do decide to sign up. So thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends. And if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.